Today we are going to try and put everything that we have learned together and come out with a practical solutions about how one is allowed to go about heating up food Shabbos morning. And as is well known, in order to heat up food Shabbos morning in a permissible fashion, one has to satisfy a number of conditions and requirements. And the first condition that has to be satisfied in order to heat up food Shabbos morning is as the Ramah tells us, the Rasam and Reishon Gimel, the food item has to be mevushal kol tzarkoi. It has to be fully cooked. Now that is not in order to avoid any isa de rabbanon of shehiya or chazara or hanachah betchila. That is in order to avoid the malacha de raisa of bishol, because in order to apply the rule of ein bishol acha bishol, once something is cooked, it cannot be cooked again. You can't be chai for bishol a second time. That is only if the item has been fully cooked, as we have discussed at length. So the first condition that needs to be satisfied is the item has to be mevushal kol tzarkoi. The second condition that has to be satisfied, which might or might not be related to the first, is, as the Ramah tells us, also in Siman Reishon Gimel, is that the item has to be lo nitzdanin legamrei. It has to still be warm. Edenu cham. Cannot have cooled off entirely. So now the Magen Avraham understood that this is a condition of hachazara, of hanacha betchila, that if the item has cooled down completely, so then it is no longer connected to the initial shehiya, to the initial cooking. And since it is cooled down completely, now it will be considered a pudding for the first time, and will be yasa midrabanan. Because of hanacha betchila, you cannot put food for the first time on top of even a covered flame on Shabbos, and if the item is fully cooled down, it will be considered pudding for the first time. And then therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, this would apply equally to dry foods as it would to solid foods. Solid food as it would to liquid foods. Bein b'dov alach, bein b'dov yovish. However, as we discussed last time, most poiskim, most achronim side with the opinion of the Gra, and that is the position of the Mishnah Berurah as well, that this condition of the Ramah is related to the first. That loin and stan and ligamri only applies to liquids, because once it is cooled down entirely, it won't be considered a hanacha b'tchila, but it will be a violation of bishul d'oraisa, because yesh bishul acha bishul b'dov alach. We are chayshish once the item is cooled down entirely. That's the position of the Ramah. For those, we are chayshish now, we have to be afraid that you could be chay for cooking again by the liquid once it's cooled down, which is an issue also we discussed at length. So therefore, according to the Gra, this applies only to liquids. If it would really be discussing a solid food item, even if it had cooled down entirely, as long as it is fully cooked, you would have satisfied these first two requirements. According to the Magen Avraham, that loin estan legamrei applies bein b'dov alach, bein b'dov yovish, whether it's a solid food or a liquid food, because if it is cooled down, it is now considered pudding for the first time, it's not connected any longer to the initial shehiyah, so then we'll be very limited in our options of heating up food Shabbos morning, because most of our items are cooled down entirely. But most paiskim side with the Gra, that this only applies to liquids, and again, it is in order to avoid the malacha d'oraisa of bishul and the fear of yesh bishul acha bishul b'dov alach. So the first two conditions of hachazara are primarily related to bishul. The second condition, the third condition that one needs to satisfy in order to heat up food Shabbos morning is that the flame must be a covered flame. And that is because even if it is still connected to the initial cooking, to the initial placement on the fire that initially took place, and you took it off and you want to return it, so be an Isur of Hachazar, one is not allowed to take off of a fire and return to the fire unless it is a covered flame. And therefore, even if you're gonna put food Shabbos morning, at best, is it's Hachazar, you're returning to a flame, even if it is connected to the initial cooking, to the initial shehi, will be returning, and would only be permitted if it is a covered flame. And again, that was Machlekes HaRishonim as to why it has to be a covered flame. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's because we're afraid that since the item is cooled down, since the first time it was on the fire, even though you simply took it off and now you're returning it, we have to be afraid that you might come to stoke the coals, to make it heat up faster. However, according to the Ran, the fear is not because of Shami Yechata B'Gecholim, it's rather because you took a food item off the fire, now you're walking around with it, now you're putting it back on top of an uncovered flame. It's Mechzi Kimavashel. It looks like you're cooking. And we understood that in the framework of, even though ain bishul achar bishul midaraisa, there is bishul achar bishul midarabanan. This is kind of a bishul derabanan. And this machlekes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran we explain, in the name of the Or Sameach, is connected or perhaps underlies a number of issues that came up, Lemaisa, whether or not smicha can be allowed by Hachazara, where you're putting it not on top of the fire, but next to the fire, because there was no fear of Shemichat Begecholim, you would only stoke the coals if it's on the fire, not next to the fire, but there would be a concern of Mechzi Kimavashel, and we show that was a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Dagum Rvava and the Mishnah Brura, Lemaisa. And this perhaps underlies the issue of Hachazar Meir of Shabbos. Is one allowed to return, put the food on an uncovered flame before Shabbos, but so close to Shabbos that we not have had time to heat up when Shabbos comes in, that there would be a concern of Shem Yechat to be Gecholim. Once Shabbos comes in, since your food item in theory could be cold, you might come to stoke the coals to heat it up faster, but there would be no concern of Bishul de Rabbanon, because when you put it there, it was Friday, and you could cook Midrash on Friday, certainly therefore you could you could put a fully cooked item on top of an uncovered flame on Friday, if you could cook Midrash on Friday. So there'd be no concern of Bishul de Rabbanon. And again, that was back and forth within the Ramah. So it's a little bit unclear how we side on this issue. Is it because, is the reason why the flame has to be covered, because in order to avoid a fear of Shem Yechat to be Gecholim, or is it in order to allay any concerns of Mechzi Kimavashel. And the Mishnah Brura, in fact, in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sifkan Lamed Zayin, and again in the Shaar HaTzion Sifkan Lamed Zayin, quotes both opinions, that perhaps it has to be a covered flame in order to avoid Shem Yechat to remind you not to stoke the coals, or perhaps it has to be a covered flame in order to avoid the impression of Mechzi Kimavashel. That's all with regards to the requirement that it be a covered flame. Okay, that's the third condition. Okay, the third condition is, in order to heat up food Shabbos morning, it must be a covered flame. The fourth and fifth condition, in order to heat up food Shabbos morning, is that, as we discussed last time, is it cannot be putting for the first time. It has to be returning to the fire, returning to the initial cooking, returning to the initial shahiyah. Putting for the first time is usher on Shabbos, even if it is a covered flame. How do you define what is called returning to the initial shahiyah, returning to the initial cooking? To the initial placement on the fire. So how do we determine whether it's connected to the initial shiur or it's not? So we said there are two stipulations that are mentioned by the Gemara. We accept both lemaisa, and that is that it has to be oida biyoda and aita lahafzir. It has to be still in your hand, or as the Shulchan Aruch described it, loy heniach agabe karka. You cannot put it on the ground or in the refrigerator in the interim, and it has to be aita lahafzir. When you took it off from the fire the first time, you had in mind to put it back. Why do you need both of these requirements? In other words, why is Hanocha B'Tchila Aser on Shabbos? Why can I not take fully cooked food and put it for the first time on top of a covered flame? Why? Why do I need Oida B'Yado and Da'ita La'Hasir? So as we mentioned last time, that's a further machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. And they break according to party lines. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this is a Vaiter of fear of Shem Yechat to be Gecholim. Even though the flame is covered, you cannot place for the first time on top of a covered flame, because now the item is really cooled down. It was in the refrigerator in the interim, and now you might even lift up the blech. The blech won't even remind you not to stoke the coals, because you're so motivated to stoke the coals, you might even lift up the blech and stoke the coals. Whereas according to the Ran, this is because it's a Mechzi Kimavashel, even though there's a blech there, which is odd, and normally would remove the fear or the impression of Mechzi Kimavashel and Bishul de Rabbanon, but nonetheless, if it's totally cold, you took it out of the refrigerator and it was Hiniel Chagabi Karak and was not Daita Lahazir, so now you cannot, or wasn't on the fryer Friday going into Shabbos, there was no initial Shahia, it was Hiniel Chagabi Karak, or it was not Daita Lahazir, so now it gives an even greater impression of Bishul, it is a greater Mechzi Kimavashel, and even the Blech will not help. Now, how do we paskin on this issue also seems to be a little bit somewhat unclear. Why do I say that? Because what is the first litmus test to figure out whether the concern is because of Shem Yechat B'Gecholim or whether it's because of Mechzi Kimavashel? So following in the lomdus of the Or Sameach, which we mentioned previously, that there's no fear of Shem Yechat B'Gecholim if it's next to the fire, if it's samuch to the fire, it's only if it's on the fire itself, but there would be a concern of Mechzi Kimavashel. It looks like you're cooking next to the fire, even if you just place it next to the fire, even though it's not on the fire. So we have to investigate, what about Hanocha B'Tchila next to the fire? If the fear would be because of Shem Yechat B'Gecholim, it should be allowed. But if the fear is because of Mechzi Kimavashel, it should not be allowed. And in fact, this is a further machlokes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Dagum Rav Avah. They argued with regards to Hachazar, and they argue as well with regards to Hanukkah B'Tchila, to putting for the first time. The Mishnah Berura, in Siman Reishon Gimel Sifkat and Tesvav, quotes the opinion of the Dagum Rebava, quotes first the opinion of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Lo Yisharin and Hachakim Smicha B'Erev Shabbos. The only time you're allowed to put next to the fire is Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to do Shehiyah, to leave an uncooked food item next to the fire going into Shabbos. Because Shehiyah is because of Shemi Yechat B'Gechalim. There's no fear of Shemi Yechat B'Gechalim. You might come to stoke the coals if it's just next to the fire, not on top of the fire. But to return to the fire, V'Alahatze B'Shabbos, Osar Afilu B'Smicha. That's us, even though it's next to the fire, because there is a Mechzik Mavashal concern. About Kama Achrayim, this is the Sharat Tzion tells us, is the Dagam Revava. The Chokim Alzeh B'Dagim L'Chazar B'Smicha Mutu L'Kuliyama. One is allowed to return to the next to the fire, because the Dagam Revava understood, like Rabbeinu Tam, that the fear is because of Shemi Yichat B'Gachom, which does not exist next to the fire. The Rabbi Kiva Eger probably understood, like the Ran, that Achazara is also because of Mechzikim Avashal. Mechzikim Avashal exists even though it's next to the fire. And the Dagam Revava continues, Vafilu B'smichu L'chadchila B'Shabbos. Even to put for the first time can be allowed next to the fire. Now that's because the Dagam Revava understood that, like Rabbeinu Tam, all the way, that not only is the requirement of Gufa Ketumah, Hachazara is also because of Shami Yechat B'Gechalim, but they're considered the need for Oyed B'Yodah and Da'at L'Hachzir. In other words, the ease to put for the first time on top of even a covered flame on Shabbos is Vayter a concern because of Shami Yechat B'Gechalim, because you might come to stoke the coals. And therefore, if it's just next to the fire, but not on the fire, it can be allowed. So again, the Achronim seem to follow suit with that machlekes harishonim. Rabbi Kiva Eger paskins consistently like Duran, that is because of Mechzikim Avashel, and therefore Chazor is also next to the fire, and so would Hanukkah B'Tchila, whereas the Dagam Revava seems to assume that everything is because of Shemi Yechat B'Gecholim. Now it's interesting that within, there seems to be a position in Rishonim that splits this psak, meaning that they understood that the requirement for Gufa Ketuma, yes, that's in order to remove a concern of Shemi Yechat B'Gecholim, but the reason why you're not allowed to put for the first time on top of a covered flame on Shabbos, in other words, the reason why you need Oyed B'Yom and Da'at L'Hachzir, is not because of Shemi Yechat B'Gecholim, rather that's because of Mechzikim Avashel. And that seems to be the opinion of the Chidushei HaRan, in the name of the Ra'o. Now the Ran on Shabbos is not really the Ran that we're used to, it's a kind of a pseudo-Ran, we're not sure who it is, but at least the Chidushei HaRan on Shabbos, or the pseudo-Ran, with regards to Hachazara, paskins like the Dagam Revava, the Sharat Tzion says the Dagam Revava allowed Hachazara next to the fire, even though it's uncovered. And Chidushei HaRan, his opinion is like the Dagam Revava. In other words, that indicates that Hachazara's Asar, the requirements for Gufa Ketuma, is because of Shemi Yechat B'Gecholim, to remind you not to stoke the coals. But nonetheless, even though the Dagam Revava allows you even to put for the first time next to the fire, because even the requirement of Oyed B'Yodah and Da'at L'Hachzir is because of Shemi Yechat B'Gecholim, which doesn't exist, the concern doesn't exist next to the fire. Here, the Chidushei HaRan parts ways with the Dagam Revava, writes the Sharat Tzion, Achein b'Chidushei HaRan machmir bazeh. His opinion is that even though you can allow Hachazara next to the fire, you cannot allow Hanukkah B'Tchila next to the fire, because the need for Oyed B'Yodah and Da'at L'Hachzir, that's because of Mechzikim Avashel, and Mechzikim Avashel exists next to the fire as well. This splitting of the lomdus, that Hachazara could be because of a concern of Shemi Yechat B'Gecholim, whereas the requirement of Oyed B'Yodah and Da'at L'Hachzir could be a concern of Mechzikim Avashel, perhaps is also the opinion of the Tarsus HaRosh that's mentioned by the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkai Nayim Beis. The Ramah there in Siman Reishon and Gimel Sif Beis mentions the Chumrah, the Machlekes between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam, about doing Hachazara on Erev Shabbos. In other words, putting the item on an uncovered flame so close to Shabbos that even though it's fully cooked, but if it would have been cold, it would not have had time to get hot before Shabbos. So the Ran says, well, that's mutter. You could cook on Erev Shabbos. Certainly you could put fully cooked food on top of a flame, even though it's cold, and even though it's close to Shabbos. The same way you could put fully cooked food on top of a flame going into Shabbos. What's the fear? It's not Shehiyah, it's fully cooked. However, Rabbeinu Tam is concerned. He says no, because when Shabbos comes in, since the item is cold, or could have been cold, you might come to stoke the coals. So the Ramah says, Yesh Makilim Bezeh, that's the Ran. The minig is to be meklach, toiv lahachma, makum shein tzara kokach. But it's good to be machma like Rabbeinu Tam, where there's no mitigating circumstances. So again, he vacillates between whether it's because of mechzikim of asher or shami yechata b'gecholim. What about hanacha b'tchila, putting for the first time, meaning do I need oida b'yodo and daita lahachser on Friday too? So Mishnah Berurah writes, v'hainu rak le'inyin deba'inah grufa uktuma, kemoy b'shabbos.
Those concepts don't exist on Friday.
And that's what the Gemara quotes in the name of the Rosh. They don't exist on Friday. Why not? If it's because of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, so when Shabbos comes in, there might be a greater fear you're going to stoke the coals. If it was Heniach HaGavi Karka, not Daita L'Hachzir.
So why shouldn't that exist on Friday as well? So that implies that perhaps the Rosh, again, is splitting the psak. That when it comes to the requirement of grufa uktuma, that it be a covered flame, that's because of shami yechata b'gecholim. And if you put it so close, on the fire, so close to Shabbos, it would have been cold, it wouldn't have had time to heat up. When Shabbos comes in, you might come to stoke the coal, so therefore it has to be a covered flame. But oy debiyodo, daita lahachzir, those requirements are not because of shami yechata b'gecholim, that's rather because of mechzikim of asher. And therefore, they do not apply on Friday. Just like the Ran argued, if you can cook midai rice on Friday, certainly you could cook midai rabbanon, and we don't have to be concerned of mechzikim of asher midai rabbanon. So perhaps the Rosh is splitting the psak here as well, within the lamdus. However, again, what emerges is that it's somewhat unclear as to how we conclude on this issue of what is the underlying concern of hachazara. With the requirements of Gufa Ktuma, what is the underlying concern and the requirement of Eidabi Yadu and Daita Lahachzer? The first is because they both seem to, this seems to be a machlekes in Rabbi Kiva Egan and the Dog of Ravava. So it's a machlekes had a paskin by Smicha. Is it because of Shem Yechata B'Gecholem or is it because of Mechzikim of Asher? Can we allow Hanocha B'Tchilo? Can we wear Hachazara next to the fire? Is it because of Shem Yechata B'Gecholem, which doesn't exist next to the fire? Is it because of Mechzikim of Asher and that would exist next to the fire? Is that prohibited? And even this distinction of the Mishnah Berurah by Hachazara Me'erev Shabbos is not really conclusive. One could argue that perhaps Oida B'Yodo and Daita L'Hachzir don't apply by Hachazara Me'erev Shabbos because Hachazara Me'erev Shabbos is really a misnomer. It's not really Hachazara that we're talking about. Hachazara exists, an Isim Midrabanan that exists by putting fully cooked food on top of an open flame on Shabbos. This is really an Isser of Shehiyah. Everything on Friday is just an Isser of Shehiyah. At best, it's an Isser of Shehiyah. Of leaving food on a flame going into Shabbos. Shehiyah normally, though, doesn't apply if it's fully cooked. Here we have Shehiyah on fully cooked items, because if it would have been cold, we wouldn't have had time to heat up, so it's like it's not cooked. But it's only an Isser of Shehiyah, and therefore you need Grufa Ktuma, just like Grufa Ktuma, a covered flame solves the problem of Shehiyah, that would solve the problem of Hachazar Me'erev Shabbos. But Oida B'Yad and Daita L'Hachzir have no application, no relevance to the Isser of Shehiyah. It only has a relevance when we're discussing returning versus putting for the first time. But anything that takes place on Friday, perhaps we can just call Shehiyah. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah claims that there's no requirement of Oida B'Yodo and Daita L'Hasa on Friday. Not because it's giving any indication in terms of how we paskin with regards to the Lamdas. But this issue about how you understand the last three requirements, number one, Grufa Ktuma, and number two and three, Oida B'Yodo and Daita L'Hasir, will be relevant to determining what is the preferable way, or what is the permissible ways of heating up food Shabbos morning in terms of how we apply these requirements and these stipulations will result in different conclusions, lamais on a number of issues. The first issue where you see the lamdas at play in terms of an application of these requirements and these conditions for heating up food Shabbos morning is with regards to asking a Nachri to heat up the food for you. The Ramah writes in Simei Reish and Gimel Sifhei that whatever is also for a Jew to do with regards to Hachazara, I'm putting for the first time, also Leim Alein Yehudi Laso, you're not allowed to ask a Nachri to do it for you either. L'chein also Leim Alein Yehudi Lahakam Kederim Nitzani, you're not allowed to ask a Nachri to heat up food for you if it's cooled off. So Prima Gadim, the Bir Alacha, though, and Divrei HaMaskel HaHachim. So, okay, you're not allowed to heat up food for Shabbos morning, either yourself, or to ask an Achri to do it for you is also Asers. But here's the Prima Gadim. He says, 1 minute. Heating up the food Shabbos morning if it's fully cooked. As long as it's fully cooked, loin istana legamrei, if it's a davalach. So you've avoided any concerns midairaisa. You're not going to violate bishul midairaisa, ain't bishul achar bishul. The only concern is because of Hakazara. or because of Hanocha B'tchila, which are also Midrabanan, for whatever reason, as we've discussed. So they ask the Prima Gadol, what minute, asking the Nachri to put it on the flame that already lowers it to an Issa Midrabanan, because the Miwa Nachri is a Shvus, it's only Yasa Midrabanan. And either way, heating up the food in its own right is only Yasa Midrabanan. Hachazara, Hanocha B'tchila. Might come to stoke the coals, Merci Kimavashel. So why don't we say Shvus to Shvus is Mutter B'Makai Mitzvah? We have a rule. A double derabbanan can be allowed in makom mitzvah. What's the makom mitzvah over here? It's having oinik Shabbos, having good food on Shabbos. So the Prima Gadol actually allows it. The Prima Gadol calls if they came in the kaimu on Shvus, Letzarech Shabbos, Shari Lechatchila. I'm sorry, Shvus to Shvus, Letzarech Shabbos, Shari Lechatchila. A double derabbanan is allowed for Shabbos, for oinik Shabbos Lechatchila. Efshar da meko bazali de Yehudi ain't goy iron by. We do not protest against him. This can be allowed. Shvus to Shvus, but Makai Mitzvah. And then he quotes from Marit that perhaps it can even be allowed by Davalach because the Yesh ain't really Midarabai saying Bishalach or Bishalach Davalach, only a Chumrah, something that we've discussed. Fine, so the Prima Gadol allows it. But then, says the Bir Halacha, Vesimin Zamash, Mikama Paisim, they ain't sovereign king. The Ramah explicitly does not allow it. Why does the Ramah not allow it? And why does the Prima Gadol allow it? So the Chazon Ish explains in Simulam and Zayin Ois Chaf Aleph, V'nira Das HaRamah, Les Arkan Amir L'Nachri. The Ramah does not allow you to apply the principle of Shvus to Shvus B'Makai Mitzvah here, to ask an offer to heat up food for you in a prohibited fashion Shabbos morning. Well, Dami was Shvus to Shvus B'Makai Mitzvah the Matirin. It's not similar to the general Shvus to Shvus that we do allow. The Ein HaIsr and the Sina, the Isr here, says the Chazon Ish, is not the putting on top of the fire. It's the Isr Dura Bishul Dura Abana. No, says the Chazon Ish. El Metzios Matzav Ze Osru Chachamim. This is an Isr Matzah, because it's created because of the situation. Shesharoshoi, because the fundamental nature of it is. Shemi Yichate, because you might come to stoke the coals. Vahako Bechlal Adzero. This is all included in the Gzer. You haven't avoided it by asking an Nachri to do it for you. Im Yamid Ba'atma Adei Nachri. Whether you put it there or you ask an Nachri to put it there, you violate an, equally the concern of, because you might come to stoke the coals. So what the Nachri put it there? But now you see that it's cold, you're going to come to stoke the coals. I feel Hemet Nachri or Kaif. Even if a Nachri or Kaif puts it there, Kaif Lahasa, you have to remove it. Just like if you have an uncooked pot of food on an open flame going into Shabbos, you might come to stoke the coals, and therefore you have to remove it. So too over here, argues the Chazon Ish. It cannot be allowed, because when Shabbos comes in, you're going to come to stoke the coals equally if a Nachri put it there or if a Yid put it there. So the Chazon Ish understands that we paskin throughout the requirement of Guf Uktuma, the Isar of Hanocha B'tchila, in other words, the requirements for Oyed B'yodah and Da'at L'Haksar, are all because of a concern of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, and therefore you can't ask a Nachri to do it for you, because the Nachri doing it for you does not lower to a Shvus to Shvus, because even though the Nachri put it there, you might come to stoke the coals, and that exists intact. That concern is intact. However, those who are Mako, like the Prima Gadol, seem to understand that we're discussing here an Isar of actually putting the food in this situation in the first place. That's the Isar. The Isar is not because the situation creates the concern of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, it's because it's a Bishul D'Rabbanan, which is focused on the action, the activity of putting the food on top of the fire, so as long, or near the fire, so as long as the Nachri is the one who did it, that would be a genuine case of a Shvus to Shvus, which can be allowed B'Makom Mitzvah. So whether or not we can allow a Nachri to heat up food Shabbos morning for us and apply the principle of Shus to Shus B'Makom Mitzvah seems to revolve around how you understand the requirements for Geruf Ketumah and for Oyed B'Yodah and Da'at L'Haksar. And the Chazon Ish understands that everything is because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, and therefore we cannot apply the rule of Shus to Shus B'Makom Mitzvah. That seems to be the opinion of the Ramah, whereas the Prima Gadol understood that it's because of Merci Kimavashel, and therefore we can apply the principle of Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah. Rabbi Willig in his Sefer Am Mordechai thinks that we paskin like that Chidushe Haran, or that understanding of the position of the Rush that we mentioned, that they split the Psak in terms of the lumdus of the issues here. That Gruf Oktuma, in other words, the Isar of HaChazar is us because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, and therefore it's us an Erev Shabbos, and therefore it's us a Bismicha, and therefore it's permitted Bismicha. There's only a fear you're going to come to stoke the coals if it's on the fire, not next to the fire. But the requirement of Oed B'Yodah and Da'at L'Haksar, the Isar of Hanocha B'Tchila, that's also because of Merci Kimavashel. And therefore you're not allowed to put for the first time, even though you can return to next to the fire, you cannot put for the first time next to the fire. And that's why, even though on Erev Shabbos, you need, if it's so close to Shabbos, it would have been cold, wouldn't have had time to heat up, you need a Guf Uktuma. You don't need to be other than Daita L'Hachzir, because that's Mefzikim Avashav. If you could cook Midday Rice on Friday, certainly you could cook Midday Rabbanon. So Mevuk understands that the requirement for the Blech is in order to allay any concerns of Shem Yechat B'Gachom. He might come to stoke the coals to heat it up faster. Whereas the requirement of Ayta B'Yodah on Daita L'Hachzir, that is the use of Hanachu B'Tchilo, that's because of Mefzikim Avashav. So Rabbi Willig, therefore, he again has a, with regards to this issue of asking an Ukri to heat up food for your Shabbos morning, he says that it has to be, if it's a covered flame, it can be allowed. It's kind of like a compromise between the Prima Gadam and the Ramah. That if it's a covered flame, so that removes the concern of Shem Yechata B'Gechalim, you know, at least the concern of HaChazara. Oh, but what about, you need Oyd B'Yi, you're not allowed to put for the first time, even on top of a covered flame. That Rabbi Willig argues is not because of Shem Yechata B'Gechalim. You might come to pick up the blech to stop the calls. No. And therefore we can't allow an Ukri to do it for you. It doesn't lower to Shvus HaShushim Mokom. It's Rabbi Willig understood that the requirements of Oyd B'Yi, the Da'at Al-Hachsa, the Yisav, Hanachu B'Tchilo, even on top of a covered flame, that's because of Mexican Mavasho. That's Bishul the Rabbanon. So as long as you ask the Nachri to do it for you, that would lower it to a Shvus to Shvus, which can be allowed b'makom the mitzvah of Einig Shabbos. So the regards to asking a Nachri to do it for you, that's the first application where you see the lumdus at play in terms of how to figure out whether practically this can be allowed by asking a Nachri to heat up food for you Shabbos morning. The second scenario where the lumdus is relevant in terms of a practical application about how one can heat up food Shabbos morning is actually very related to the Nachri, asking the Nachri to do it for you, and that is the situation of the Shabbos clock. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in the Tshuvas Har Tzvi and Simen Kuf Lamed Vav, as well as in his collection of comments in the Lamed Tes Avos Malachos called the Tel Harim in Mevashel Ois Gimel, discusses a heating apparatus which is off when Shabbos comes in, but a Shabbos clock is going to turn it on in the middle of Shabbos. Can I put food on the heating apparatus while it's off, knowing that later on the Shabbos clock is going to turn it on? So you're allowed to do this or not? So this issue is actually discussed by Rav Moshe, Rabbi Eider, in Ois Tafresh Nun Zayin, quotes from Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said, this is allowed. It's mutter, alt iser bishul. It's not iser bishul. Why, says Rav Moshe, the Isser Shehiya, he ala Eish, v'lo chashuv Shehiya, be'ein sham Eish. Rav Moshe understood that when there's no fire there, how can you violate HaChazar, how can you violate Hanachah B'Tchilo? You put it there, there's no fire. So when you put it there, it's off. How can you violate anything when you put it when it's off? Ah, it's going to turn on later, that's later. When you put it there, it was off. How could you violate the Isser Darabonim, HaChazar, Hanachah B'Tchilo? Rav Moshe practically doesn't allow it, because Rav Moshe shita with regards to Shabbos clocks, which we don't have time to get into, and neither do Rabbi Yair. He writes, Ein kamakom la'arich. He doesn't want to get involved in that. Rav Moshe was not in favor of allowing Shabbos clocks under any circumstances, but Rav Moshe said, over here, you al tziyiser of bisho, ha-chazar, ha-nach b'tchila, you would not violate it as long as you put it on the heating apparatus while it was off. However, the Chazon Ish, in Simen Lam and Ches Ois Beis, disagrees. And the Chazon Ish says, so what that when you put it there when it was off. But later on, it's going to turn on. And when it turns on, there's going to be a fear of Shem Yechad to be Gekolim. V'hukach avim hemid akadera. Now, where is this? Writes the Chazon Ish, on the fourth line of Yerusim Elam Ches Ois Beish, Shekol Shenimtas Hakadera B'Shabbos, Bo'oifin Sha'asu Chachamim Mishum Shem Yechad to Oser, wherever you have a pot which is in a situation which Chazal prohibited. No, it doesn't matter who put it there, whether it was a Nachri or you put it there when the heating apparatus was off. L'maisa, when it turns on, you might come to stoke the coals. Doesn't depend when you put it on, was there a fire there or not. As long as it's in a prohibited situation, meaning it's cold and on top of an uncovered flame, or you're putting for the first time, even if it's a covered flame, all of that is because of Shem Yechad B'Gechalim, when it actually turns on. You might come to stoke the coals in order that it should heat up, in order that it should heat up faster. So too writes the Chazon Ish, Siman Lamed Zayin, Ois Chaf Alef, over here on the third line, V'inei imamid koydim shehusa katana, Ravi gamkin k'mishah b'tchilo b'shabes. Even though you put it on when it was off, so what? When it turns on, it's going to be a fear. It's going to turn on. It's going to be a fear of Shem Yechad B'Gechalim. Rav Moshe presumably understood the Iser of Hachazara, the Iser of Hanako B'Tchilo, is because of Mechzi K'memashil. It looks like you're cooking, and that's focused on the moment that you put it there. Well, that's focused on the action of putting the food there. So just like we were making Shvus to Shvus, but Mokai Mitzvah, if you ask an offering to do it, so too, as long as you put it there when the fire is off, so there's no violation of Hachazara, Hanako B'Tchilo. Because you put it there, there's no fire. How could you violate it at that moment in time? So therefore, Rav Moshe allowed it, but the Chazon Ish, who understood that it's because of Shemi Yechad B'Gecholim, and says, we cannot allow this to put it there on Shabbos, even if the heating apparatus is off, because when it turns on, it will be a fear of Shema Yechad B'Gecholim. Doesn't matter how it got there. It's an Easter Matzav. It's an Easter that's created because of the circumstances, because of the situation. Ritzi Pesach Frank quotes from Shlomo Zalman, perhaps a compromise, that if it is a covered flame, then perhaps it can be allowed. That would work with Rabbi Willig's compromise. Rabbi Willig as well, in the Sefer HaMordechai as well, allows this if it's a covered flame. Why? Because he, again, splits the psak in terms of the lamdus. That the requirement of Rufa Ketumah, that's in order to avoid a concern of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim. HaChazar is also because you might come to stoke the coals. But the Isa putting for the first time, even on top of a covered flame, that's not because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, that's because of Mechzikim of Ashel. The requirement of Ayda B'Yadah and Dayat Al-Hachzer, putting for the first time. So as long as the flame is covered, you remove the concern of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim for Rabbi Willig. You're not allowed to put for the first time even on top of a covered flame. That's because of Mechzi K'mavashel. As long as you put it there at the time that the fire did, it wasn't there. At the time that the Shabbos clock hadn't turned it on yet, there's no fire. You can't violate Bishul Rabbanim when there's no fire. It's focused on the moment that you put it there, on the action. As long as you put it there when the fire was off, he allows it. And that's the position of Shlomo Zalman as well. However, most Paiskim side with the Chazon Ish on this issue, that this is not allowed to put it on Shabbos, even when the Shabbos clock has yet to turn on. That's the position of Tzvi Pesach Frank and Siman Kuf Lamed Vav. That's the position of Lamed Lahoyel and Chela Gimel Siman Nun Ches. And Rabbi Eider quotes like that from Rav Henkin as well. The Chazon Ish, though, does allow it if you put it there from Friday. And that's a Chiddush. On Erev Shabbos, if you put it there, even though it wasn't on yet, it's going to only turn on in the middle of Shabbos, so then the Chazon Ish says that's allowed. Now, one could have argued that for the Chazon Ish, there should be usur. Why? Because when Lamaisa, when it turns on, you're going to have cold food on an uncovered flame, or even if it's covered, but it's Hanachu B'Tchila. It wasn't on a flame going into Shabbos. It's the first time that it's on the flame this Shabbos. So one could have answered it even if you put it there Friday. Well, Maisa is created because of the situation. When it turns on, you might come to stoke the coals. But nonetheless, the Chazon Ish allows it. That's because the Chazon Ish seems to have understood that as long as you put it there Friday, we label that as Shehiyah. We don't label that as Hachazara, Hanachu B'Tchilo. That's called Shehiyah. And as long as it's fully cooked, or it's a covered flame, that can be allowed. So that's one of the reasons the Orcha Shabbos and Perek Beis Sif Nun allows the situation of if the electricity goes out, we discussed. What if the fire was on the food Friday going into, the food was on the fire Friday going into Shabbos and the electricity goes out in the middle of Shabbos. And then the electricity goes back on. Let's say it goes out at 1 in the morning and then comes back on at 7 in the morning. Everything cooled down in the interim. So how do I know? I wake up in the morning and I see the clock's just turned on, or I wake up and the electricity's off, then when I wake up it turns back on. So is the food usur, meaning that was hachazara done, even though nobody did anything. But is that when the fire went out, when the electricity went out, you didn't have a mind to put it back. You didn't have a mind to return it. So we discussed, we mentioned already, Machlok Sinur Shlomo Zalman and Rebbe Yashiv, Machlok Sinur Rebbe Akiva Eger and Rav Shach, do you need in mind to return it in order to avoid the Yisav Hachazara, or do you need in mind to remove it in order to create the Yisav Hachazara? Here, no one had a mind to remove it, but yet at the same time, no one had in mind to return it. That was the machlekes. Where's the focus? Is that you have to have a mind to remove it in order to create the Yisav Hachazara, or in order to avoid the Yisav Hachazara, you have to have a mind to return it. But even if you'll be machmir on that issue, the Chazon Ish, or the Orcha Shabbos argues based on this Chazon Ish, as long as it was there Friday, going into Shabbos, you didn't put anything on top of the fire on Shabbos, it was there already Friday. We label that as Shehiyah, even though the fire is off. The Shabbos clock is only going to turn it on in the middle of Shabbos. Says the Chazon Ish, that's allowed, that's called Shehiyah. So as long as it's a covered flame or the item is fully cooked, it can be allowed. And even if it's a liquid that cooled down, and we're machmer, yesh bishal hachavishal b'dav alach, we don't put that chumrah together with this issue. In fact, the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Zayin Ayin Chav Zayin quotes from Rabbi Megalim in Siman Reish and Gimel Sifka and Mem Aleph that was the way they used to heat up water on Shabbos before the emergence, before the invention of Shabbos urns. They would have hot water, a bucket attached to the boiler, to the radiator. And whenever the radiator would turn on, that would heat up your water, and that's how you would make your tea. It was only not only to serve as a humidifier, but that was you would make tea from that water. That was a prehistoric Shabbos urn. So if that's the case, but the water cooled down in the interim, we don't put that chumra together with this. We really hold ein bishalach habishah b'davalach, and therefore, as long as you put it there Friday and was fully cooked going into Shabbos, or was a covered flame, it's a non-adjustable flame. So then this can be allowed because we would label that as shehiyah, not a chazara nacha b'tchila. If you want to put it for the first time on Shabbos, even when the flame is off, that the Chazon Ish did not allow, because it's going to turn on later. But if you put it there Friday, then the Chazon Ish did allow it, as long as it's a covered flame, or it's fully cooked, because we label that as Shehiyah. Now, just parenthetically, you should be aware what emerges from this is, that in theory, at least, one could argue that it should be mutter to put up a coffee pot on a timer to make fresh coffee Shabbos morning. L'maaseh, you put the water in, even though the water is uncooked, but most coffee makers are a non-adjustable flame, and we discussed, and we'll discuss in a minute, that a non-adjustable flame, according to many Paiskim, is considered to be grufa uktuma, since you can't stoke the coals. A non-adjustable flame should be considered to be like a covered flame. And as long as you put it there Friday, going into Shabbos, you label that a shehiyah, whereas even if it's totally uncooked, as long as it's a covered flame, it can be allowed. So in theory, you could put your coffee maker on a timer and make a fresh pot of coffee Shabbos morning. However, the Rabbi Hankin, or Rabbi Eider quotes in there, Rabbi Hankin, that even though this is one is allowed to put uncooked food on top of a fire that's going to turn on in the middle of Shabbos, even though one is allowed to put food on top of the heating apparatus that's going to turn on in the middle of Shabbos with the Shabbos clock, he doesn't think you should cook that way for the first time. To allow that, he says, is too far. To cook that way for the first time, which over here you're cooking the coffee for the first time, even though it's on a timer, and even though you put it there Friday going into Shabbos, he doesn't think we should allow that. Only thing that can be allowed is if it's fully cooked already. Fully cooked, you put it on top of the heating apparatus before Shabbos, and the middle of Shabbos is going to turn on, we label that a shehiyah, and as long as the covered flame is fully cooked, it can be allowed. But to cook like that for the first time, Rabbi Hankin was not in favor of that. I heard like that from Rabbi Wilg as well. Even though in theory one could make this argument that you could put a coffee maker on a timer, based on the Chazon Ish, he was very concerned that people will make a mistake in how they go about making their coffee, and it could in fact violate Bishul Dairaisa. So if you don't know all the ins and outs about not covering an uncooked pot and not tinkering with it at all, because if you tinker with it a little bit, you could in fact stumble upon an Issur Bishul Midairaisa. So therefore, Rabbi Willig suggested that we should not endorse this Lamaisa, and that's my position as well. You know, in theory, I think one can argue for it. I would never endorse that. Lamaisa. So two other practical situations where we see, the first two cases where we saw, you know, the lumdus in terms of being relevant in terms of how we can go about heating up food Shabbos morning with regards to asking an achri to do it, or with regards to heating apparatus that's going to turn on by means of a Shabbos clock. However, there are two main practical applications of this are with regards to the Shabbos plata, to the hot plate, and with regards to kedera gabi kedera. So the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Aleph Sif Chav He writes the following: what about a Shabbos a hot plate, Shabbos plata, which is non-adjustable? Ulam plata chashmalit miuchedes leShabbos miuedes lishmar lachaim. What about a Shabbos plata, hot plate, which is used usually just to maintain the heat of items, meaning to keep things hot? Ve'ein regilim levasha aleha. We don't normally cook there. You can't change. It's not adjustable. You can't change the level of heat. It doesn't require a second covering. You're allowed to return there on Shabbos. It's considered to be a covered flame. And that was the position of many Paiskim we discussed already, that it's considered to be a covered flame. We mentioned that Reuven Feinstein said in the name of his father that he held it was an uncovered flame. And that was the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv. That so what? That it's non-adjustable. Unless there's a covering there, we call it an uncovered flame. a second covering, something that's not normally there that reminds you not to stoke the coals. Even though Lamaisi can't stoke the coals, they call this an uncovered flame. Fine, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassid always make on that issue. He considers this to be a covered flame. But nonetheless, Ein litein olea lechatchilo b'shabbos kedei sheyesh b'tavshil afilu hu mevusho kol tzarkoi. Even though it's fully cooked, you cannot put there for the first time. It's considered to be a covered flame, but hanocha b'tchilo, put it for the first time, you can't take it out of the refrigerator and put it on top of a blech, put there for the first time. So too, says Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassid, who is Hanil Chagavikark, and not that the Lahav says, put it for the first time, cannot be allowed even on top of the hot plate. Even though it's non-adjustable and it's a covered flame, hanocha b'tchilo, putting for the first time, is not allowed even on a covered flame. And this is no better than a covered flame, and that is the position of Ritzi Pesach Frank as well, and Simon Nahar Tzvi, and Simon Kuf Lamed Vav. Nonetheless, Rav Moshe is quoted by Rabbi Eider, perhaps as allowing this. Now I say that perhaps, because this Rav Moshe, we struggle to understand what he was talking about the last time. Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Dalet Oislam and Hey, was asked by Rabbi Eider, Ha'im mutar lechamim kedeir shenizbashu v'cham ksas ha'idei agabi machshirim shenoadu lechimum v'lo lebisho. Can you heat up things on heating apparatus that's only used for heating, not for cooking? Kaplata chashmalit. Like a hot plate or a hot tray. So answers Rav Moshe, Aplata chashmalit, im e efshu lezbashu sham. It cannot get cooked there as mutar lechamim kedeir rechama. You're allowed to put there a fully cooked pot, as long as it's non-adjustable. If it is adjustable, it cannot be allowed. So Moshe allows it as long as it's non-adjustable. And it is not the derech to cook there. Now what does it mean? Or he says, not possible to cook there. Now we said last time, that implies we're talking about something that's not even yatsa lettuce boy. Cannot get cooked there. As long as it's yatsa lettuce boy, of course you can cook water there. So Rabbi Willick said he spoke to Rabbi Eider about this, and Rabbi Eider told him that what Ramesha meant is it's not the derech to cook there. Nobody generally cooks on hot plates. They only use it to keep food warm. And you can't stoke the coals and make it derech to cook there. People just keep things warm. So Ramesha allowed it. So that seems to be because Ramesha again was understood the Yisr HaChazara, the requirements for Guf Vaktuma, the Iser of Hanukkah B'tchila is all because of Merzi Kamevasho. So as long as it's a hot plate, where it's not the derech, or Ramosha called him E'efshel as Basho Shom, it's not the derech to cook there, Ramosha allowed you to put for the first time on top of a non-adjustable hot plate. Because he understood that everything is because of Merzi Kamevasho. Similarly, the Avadi Yosef and the Yechaved Aschel Beisim and Memhei argues that even if we'll say, concede a little bit, kind of like Rabbi Willick split of the Psak in terms of the lumness of the issues. Even if you'll argue that the requirements for Hachazar, the Yisr of Hachazar, returning to the flame, or the requirements for Guf Oktumah is because of Shami Yechad V'Gechalim, here it's not adjustable. So you have a little bit both. It's not adjustable. You can't stoke the coals. That's considered to be a covered flame. Like the Shabbos urn is a covered flame, we say. With regards to the Yisr of Shehiyah, it's a covered flame because you can't stoke the coals. But maybe, what about Merzi Kimavashu? Perhaps I'd be other that the Lahaks is of Anokha B'tchilo because of Merzi Kimavashu. Here, no one cooks on a hot plate. So you have it's not the derech to cook there. So you have the best of both worlds almost. That's what Rabbi Willig argues as well. He thinks that the best aids of heating up food Shabbos morning is a non-adjustable hot plate because it avoids the issue of Shemi Echad to be Gecholim. It gets you out of it. It's considered to be Guf Oktuma, and the requirement of the Yisr of Hanukkah B'tchilo, the requirement of Ayd B'Yodon, that the last is because of Merzi Kimavashel. And here no one cooks. It's not the derech to cook on a hot tray. It bases it himself on Ramosha and on Rebbe Avadia. Rebbe Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassid, though, seems to disagree, and he explains in the footnotes that it's because, he understands, everything is because of Shemi Yechad to be Gecholim. So yes, because it's non-adjustable, that makes it Guf Oktuma. That makes it like a covered flame, but Achazara can, Hanukkah B'tchilo is not allowed even though it's a covered flame. Even though it's a covered flame. And it reminds you not to stoke the coal, but Lamaisa, you cannot put it for the first time. It's not mutter, so this is no better than Guf Oktuma, and you cannot put for the first time even on top of a non-adjustable hot plate. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassid doesn't allow it. In his Haskamah, Rabbi Willig, when he printed his Sefer HaMordechai on Hilchos Shabbos, so he asked Rabbi Neuvert for Haskamah. Rabbi Neuvert wrote in Haskamah to Rabbi Willig that what he wrote about being mad to the Shabbos platos to put for the first time, he disagrees with. And then he said, by the way, in Eretz Yisrael, the Sfardim cook on top of the hot trays. So Rabbi Willock said he thinks that that was only perhaps by the Sfaradim or Eretz Yisrael Dika hot plates, which are much hotter than American hot plates. Nowadays, all the American hot plates are imported from Eretz Yisrael. Well, everything we get affected by Eretz Yisrael, the hot plates here are very hot, much hotter than they used to be. So now, so the Shmir Shabbos Kavos Arz, maybe people do cook there. Rabbi Willock disagreed on the Metzias. He says no one cooks on hot trays, even by the Sfaradim, no one cooks on the hot trays. So the Machlaik is the Metzias he had with Rabbi Neuwirth. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kavos Lamai says, Machmir, not because people cook on hot trays, because he understood everything is because like the Chazanish. Everything is also because of Shema Yechadim and Gecholim. So even though it's a covered flame, so what? No one cooks there. Hanachem Etchil is also even on a covered flame. And that's the position of Tzvi Pesach Frank. You cannot put for the first time even on top of a non-adjustable hot plate. That's the opinion of Shmir Shabbos Kochasa. Now historically, that's the way I had heard from Rabbi Schechter as well. But in more recent years, Rabbi Schechter has yielded to what he has been told is the pervasive minigal olam of people heating up food Shabbos morning on a non-adjustable hot plate. So Schechter sides with the Chazon Ish. He printed this in Eretz HaTzvi. He understands everything is also because of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. We pass it like Rabbeinu Tam throughout. Chazara is mutter next to the flame. So too is Hanocha B'Tchila is mutter next to the flame. That indicates that everything is also because of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. As long as it's next to the flame, not on top of the flame, it can be allowed. There's no fear you're going to stoke the coals. So everything is also because of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. So initially he thought like a Tzvi Pesach Frank, like the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, that even though there's non-adjustable hot plate, is Gufo Ktuma. It's no better than Gufo Ktuma. And you can't put there for the first time. You can return there, but you can't put for the first time. But he's been told that the pervasive minig is to allow it. So the only way he could understand it is based on the following svara, which I've never found in the, even though it's compelling, I've not found it in the literature in the Paiskim about this. Rav Schechter understood the heter, the non-adjustable hopway, differently than Rav Avadya, differently a little bit than Rav Moshe, but well, he understood that since it's to adjust it's physically impossible to adjust the flame. Meaning there's no apparatus by which you can raise the, so you can be mechatav and gecholim, it's simply non-adjustable, so perhaps that's like Rufu Ktuma Plus. And that removes, not only HaChazorah returning, it even allows Hanacha B'Tchila, since physically you cannot stoke the coals. Now, I'm not sure why that's better than simply removing the dials, which is no better than Grufo Ktuma on a stove. No one's going to say you can put there for the first time if you remove the dials. You physically can't stoke the coals. Or I say you break the... most poskim don't allow that, but that's how Rav Schechter understood this, the non-adjustable... For those who are Mako, he says his initial position was not to allow it, but since he's been told that the pervasive mitigal element is to allow it, the only way he could understand it is based on this type of svara. Since it's simply physically impossible to adjust the flame, that's kind of better than even Gufo Ktuma, and we can even allow Hanacha B'Tchila, even putting there for the first time. The difference will be between Rabbi Shechter's understanding of the non-adjustable hot plate and Rabbi Willig's will be, what if you have an adjustable hot plate that you put a black on top of it? Which comes up, if you buy a Goyish-made hot plate, they're all adjustable. So according to Rabbi Willig, as long as you put a black there, that solves the problem of Gufo Ktuma. They allow us to return. What about Hanocha B'Tchila is even also on a covered flame, but no one cooks on hot plates also because of Masikim Avashal, no one cooks on hot plates. Even the Goyish hot plates, no one cooks there. So as long as you cover even an adjustable hot plate, you can heat up food there Shabbos morning. Whereas Rabbi Shechter's standing of the hot plates is because it's physically impossible to adjust it. So therefore, that's like better than Gufo Ktuma. Can even allow Hanocha B'Tchila, removes all fears of Shem Yechad to be Gecholim, since it's physically impossible to adjust it. But that's only if it's actually physically impossible to adjust it. Just because if it is adjustable and you put a black there, you can't put food there Shabbos morning, because that's no different than your stovetop that you put a black on top. That we don't care that no one cooks there. Everything is because of Shabbos Yechad to be Gecholim, and therefore that would not be permitted heating up food Shabbos morning. Okay, so Rabbi Willig understood that perhaps this is the best eitzah, best way of heating up food Shabbos morning is a non-adjustable hot plate. But as we saw, the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, Ritzi Pesach Frank. And Rabbi Schechter at one point in history thought that perhaps this is not ideal because it's no better than a covered flame. And a covered flame, even though no one cooks there, a covered flame one is not allowed to put for the first time because of a fear of Shem Yechad to be Gecholim. You'll say, you pick up the blech and stoke. Physically you can't adjust the flame. So I hear that argument. Perhaps it's compelling, but Ritzi Pesach Frank didn't go for it, neither did the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa. It's a hard argument to make, particularly in light of the fact that Rabbi Yashiv doesn't even consider this to be a covered flame. Because there's no second covering. Physically you can't adjust the coals. He doesn't even consider that to be a covered flame. So, I think the argument has merit, but it's definitely debatable. There is, though, another way, even if you reject the non-adjustable half weight, there is a final method of heating up food Shabbos morning that's already quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. The Ran, and his comments on the Rif, the Gemara Shabbos, writes that one is allowed, if you have a dish, like a panadish, like a kugel that's fully cooked, you can put it on top of a pot on Shabbos, even though that pot, even though the bottom pot is on the fire, you could put a second pot, what's known as a kedera, al-gabi kedera, on top of the bottom pot, which is sitting on the fire. Why, says the Ran? Nobody cooks in that way. Who cooks like that? By putting a top pot on top of a bottom pot. Now, that's the head of the Ran. Kedera al-gabi kedera. To take food and put it, or let's say take your kugel and put it on top of your cholent. That the Ran allows. Now the truth of the matter is, in Shulchan Aruch and Shimon Shin Yud Ches, Sif Zayin and Sif Ches, there's two opinions about this. One opinion allows it, the other opinion does not. There are those who do not allow Kedera al-gabi Kedera. So Beiwilek suggests in our Mordechai that perhaps that's because the Ran is going the Shitasa. Why does he allow Kedera al-gabi Kedera? Why can you put food on top of a bottom pot? Because he tells you, ain't derech bishul b'kach. It's not the way of cooking like that. Who cooks on top of a bottom pot? Meaning, perhaps this is the Ran l'shitasa that he understood the whole Iser of returning or putting for the first time. It's called a mechzik mevashel. So as long as you're not putting it directly on the fire, you're putting it on top of a pot of food, top of a chewant, that's not derech bishul. That's not mechzik mevashel. But if the fear is shemi yachad b'gechalim, and you might come to stoke the coals, so perhaps putting on top of a bottom pot of food doesn't help you. Because the whole only way to allay any concern of Shemi Chadim Yigachom is putting a blech there. That reminds you not to stoke the coals. What is the blech doing here? Reminds you, says, they're not to stoke the coals. Says, perhaps, over here, you have a pot of food, a cholent. The cholent is going to remind you not to stoke the coals. There's nothing odd here. There's nothing out of the normal. You have a cholent on top of a fire. What? So nothing reminds you not to stoke the coals when you put your kugel on top of the cholent. Perhaps it cannot be allowed. There's a fear of Shemi Chadim Yigachom. So therefore, by will, according to his lumdus, and that he split the psak in terms of the lumdus of the issues here, that the rationale behind the concern of Shemi Echad, of Gufa Ktuma, that requirement is because of Shemi Echad of Gachom, he might come to stoke the cult. And the rationale behind the Yisuf Hanoch B'tchila, the requirements of Eidu B'yodah and Daitel Haqs, is because of Mechzik Mavashel, so he was more machmer than the Ran. He said the only time you're allowed to be maker with Kedera Gabi Kedera, if it's Kedera Gabi Kedera Gabi Blech. If it's on top of a pot of food, which itself is on top of a blech. The blech reminds you not to stoke the coals, and the pot of food alleviates the concern of a Mexican mavasha, because no one cooks that way by putting on top of a pot of food. He later backed out from it, but that was, and he argued that perhaps the cholent pot does remind you not to stoke the coals, but he made that suggestion. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he, with Rabbi Wulig's office, he understood, no, the head of Kedera, Gabi Kedera, does alleviate the concern of Shemi Echad to be Gachom and can be allowed the Kuli Alma. The two opinions about it in Shulchan Aruch do not hinge on the Lomdus of Shemi Echad to be Gachom versus Mechzikim Avasho. It can be allowed whether you hold of Mechzikim Avasho, whether you hold of Shemi Echad to be Gachom. How can it be allowed? So explains the Chazon Ish, because this is like Smicha. This is not like putting directly on top of the fire. If you put it on top of it, it's like putting next to the fire. The only time there's a concern of Shemi Echad to be Gachom is if you put on the fire. Here I'm not putting on the fire, says the Chazon Ish. I'm putting on top of a pot of food, which is on the fire. So it's like I'm heating it up based on Tolmos Ha'ur, not on Ur itself. So Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in some narration on Gimel, there's no chashash of Shemi Yechad to be Gachalim on top of Tolmos Ha'ur, only on the, if it's on the fire itself. Here it's not on the fire itself. It's on top of a hot chulit, which in turn is heating up their kugel. So therefore the Chazon Ish says this can be allowed. There's no concern of Shemi Yechad to be Gachalim, as the Ur Sameach told us. The only time there's a fear of Shemi Yechad to be Gachalim is if it's on the fire, not next to the fire. So too, if it's only if it's on the fire, not on top of a Kedera, which is on the fire. That's like next to the fire. And there'd be no concern of Shemi Yechad to be Gachalim. So that's the Heter of the Ran, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that there's a Heter of Kedera al-Gabi Kedera, to put your food on top of a pot of food which is sitting on the fire. Now, there seems to be, though, a stira in Shulchan Aruch as to the extent of this heter. Is this this heter of the Ran allow only hachazara to return? Or does it even allow you to put food there for the first time, hanacha b'tchila? So that's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, from one sif to the next, in Simeration and Gimel. In Simeration and Gimel, sif Gimel writes the Shulchan Aruch, this can only be allowed for hachazara. Hamashkim abayik v'roshek dichas havshilo. A person wakes up in the morning and he sees that his dish is drying out. V'yari penyak diach yais. I'm afraid that it's going to dry out further. Yachal ahasir laniach k'der yishan v'ikonis al pi akira. I can pick up the pot of food, put an empty pot on top of the fire, and then put my pot of food back on top of the empty pot. Why? The het of kedera gabi kedera? Returning is allowed. But yizaya shalo yachim kedera also gabi karka. You have to make sure not to put it on the ground. If you put it on top of the ground, now you want to put it back. That's hanacho betchilo. Hanacho betchilo cannot be allowed, even though it's kedera gabi kedera. Even though I put my empty pot on top of the fire, you cannot put the pot of food on top of that. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Simeration of Gimel Sif Hey does allow us. Shulchan Aruch, even by Hanacha B'tchila, he says, Mutter Lo says, Hapi Kedei Rizchamim B'Shabbos, Tav Shulchan Rizvashim, Yav Shabbos called Tzarko. You can put for the first time a pot of food on top of the fire as well on Shabbos, as long as it was cooked, Erev Shabbos, as long as you're putting it on top of a Kedei Rizchamim, as long as you put it a Kedei, a Gabi Kedei, even though you're putting it for the first time, Kigoy Panadish, V'chayoyze Behen. V'fisha Ein Derech Bishop Akach. It's not the normal way of cooking, he quotes from the Ran. So it can be allowed even by Hanacha B'tchila. You can take food out of the refrigerator, even though it was Hiniach HaGabi Karka, was never even there Friday going into Shabbos, and put it on top of your cholent. It's fine. But in Simeration Gimel, Sif Gimel, he only allowed you to return there. He says you have to make sure not to put it on the ground. It's only Mutter HaChazar and not Hanacha B'tchila. How do we resolve this contradiction? So there are two resolutions which yield very two different practices, Lamaisa. This kasha, this stira, is already asked by the Bir Halacha and Simeration of Gimel Sif Gimel. He asked the Bir Halacha, L'chayra soyser mechaber es atzmai. L'kamam v'sif hei hetek l'dinas d'vei arajba, shuvu beis yod v'shem aran. In Sif hei, he quotes the Ran, d'mutal l'itein l'chadchila v'shabes. As long as it's avsha k'deir t'akhtoin omedes ha'la'esh. Since it's the bottom pot of food. Ein derech bishu mekach, v'adifim ikir gufuk tumah, v'kamam v'negin ha'medura, d'mutal haf v'shabes. It's like next to the fire, like the Chazanish said. But in Sif Gimel, he only allows you to do Hachazar, but not if Hiniach HaGami Karka, not Hanacha B'tchila. So Machasis HaShekel and Simeration Gimel Sif Kol Na'amidah distinguishes, based on Amagin Avram, between dry foods and liquid foods. That in Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch is describing solid foods. Solid foods you can put on top of a pot, even though the pot is sitting on the fire, even for the first time. Hanacha B'tchila. Simeration Gimel Sif Gimel is discussing liquids. Liquids we have to be afraid putting for the first time. You're going to violate the cool down. You're going to violate Bishalach HaBishal B'Tavalach. So there you can only be return. You cannot put for the first time. Even though the bottom pot, even though you're putting on top of a pot which is on the fire, you cannot put there for the first time, only return. Because we have to be afraid to cool down significantly and we violate Bishalach HaBishal B'Tavalach. If it's a dry food, then it can be allowed. And that's how the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa Paskins. And that's how Rabbi Avadi Yosef Patin, the Yechaved Aschel, Beisim, and Memhei, like this, Machzis HaShekel. And therefore, it makes no difference, according to the Shmir Shabbos Kolchaz, according to Rabbi Avadi, according to Machzis HaShekel, whether or not the bottom pot has food in it or not. Even if it's an empty pot, it's allowed. Shmir Shabbos Kolchaz writes in Perek Aleph, Ha'ora Kufyu Beis, Lofi Zem, Mutter, Gamel, Chachil, Aniach, B'Shabbos, Alechas, Hafucha, you can take an inverted pan and put it on top of the fire and heat it and take food out of the refrigerator and put it on top of your inverted pan. Even though the bottom pot is empty, as long as the food is dry food, as long as it's not liquid. If it's liquid, you have to worry about the Eish B'Shal HaBishal B'Lach. As long as it's dry food, you can take it and put it on top of your inverted tin pan. And that's how all of the, most of the time, the men don't run the kitchen in their home, because they're not as familiar with Hilchos B'Shal B'Shabbos as the women are. Women learn about it in high school, and they learn. Men are busy learning other things. Women learn about Hilchos B'Shal B'Shabbos. In high school, they learn about it again in the seminary, and in the seminary, they learn about it in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the many paskin, like the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa allow the inverted tin pan, and that's why many women do this the Shabbos morning. They put their inverted tin pan on top of the blech, inverted tin pan on top of the fire, and they allow you to heat up food Shabbos like that Shabbos morning. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, therefore, even though he doesn't allow you to put for the first time on top of a non-adjustable hot plate, it's not a problem. You have a non-adjustable hot plate. Take an inverted tin pan. Put the inverted tin pan on top of the non-adjustable hot plate. You can heat up food like that Shabbos morning. And out culinary as well is good because the hot plates now are so hot. You almost need a tin pan there to serve as a buffer. Otherwise, your food is going to burn. So out halacha, out the taste of the food, it shouldn't burn. It's always a good idea to put an inverted tin pan there. According to the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, we will allow it without the inverted tin pan, but according to the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, it doesn't allow the non-adjustable hot plates. If you put an inverted tin pan, it can be allowed. because that's called kedera gabi kedera, as long as it's dry food, not liquids. Avadi Yosef goes one step further, and he says, I'll do you one better. The blech is an inverted tin pan. What, just because it's flat? Why can't we allow it? He says, who cooks on top of a blech? So it's the same as a kedera gabi kedera. So it's a flat pan. So Rabbi Avadia, an only Sfarim maker like this, allows you to take dry food out of the refrigerator, do hanocha b'tchila on top of the blech. He calls that kedera gabi kedera. Who needs a pan that's bent or crooked? Put it on a flat, that's also a pan. Kedera gabi kedera. And Derech Bishu Bekach. Now, the Chazon Ish said, he doesn't even think a blech is called gufa ktuma, we mentioned before, because we cook on that all the time. That's how you make a skillet, is a blech. He didn't even think it's called gufa ktuma, but Rabbi Avadia allows it, even though he calls that kedera gabi kedera. So if you see someone who does this, Rabbi Avadia is making like that, so I would never ask for the food b'diavad. That's the opinion of Rabbi Avadia. We're not going to ask for the food, but I would not do this l'chachil. Only the Sfarim will make it like that l'chachil. If you see someone doing it, you know, you come into their house Shabbos morning, you invite it for lunch, you say, ooh, well, how do you get all the food on top of the blech? You left it there from Friday, they told you, no, we took it out of the refrigerator and put it on top of the blech. Doesn't the blech allow you to eat up food Shabbos morning? Just take it out of the refrigerator and put it on the blech? So no, it does not. But at least according to Rabbi Avadia, it does, and therefore we won't ask for the food b'diavad. That's all based on the resolution of the Machzis HaShekel. However, the Bir HaLacha quotes from the Prima Gadim had a different resolution to this contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bir HaLacha gives his editorial Haskama. Achakach Matzasim, the Prima Gadim writes the Bir HaLacha. Sheyasev Zu HaKushi B'Tuv Tam. He answers this Stira B'Tuv Tam. And this is Soloveitchik liked the Yishuv of the Prima Gadim as well. He did not like the Yishuv of the Machzis HaShekel. He said, the Machzis HaShekel, the empty pot? He said, an empty pot is like a crooked blech. So just like you can't allow, we don't take food out of the refrigerator, not like a Ravadia, we don't take the food out of the refrigerator, put it right on the blech. So if it's an empty, inverted tin pan, it's a crooked blech, let's say your blech is warped by the heat, no one's going to allow you to take food out of the refrigerator and put, you know, or no one who's not the Ravadia would allow you to take food out of the refrigerator and put it on top of the blech. So too, you can't put on an inverted tin pan. Inverted tin pan is a crooked blech. Rather, what is the yishuv between the stira and Shulchan Aruch between Siv Gimel and Siv Hei? Says the Prima Gadim, because in Siv Gimel we're discussing an empty pot. An empty pot is a blech. So all you can do is return it. You can't put it for the first time. And Siv Hei, we're discussing a full pot of food. Oh, that's not on top of the fire. That's like next to the fire, said the Chazon Ish. Well, that's really ain't Derech Bishul Bekach. Who cooks like that? No one cooks like that. So then he can even allow Hanukkah B'Tchila. Whether you held it because of Shem Yechadim B'Gecholim or you held because of Mexican Mavashel, this can be allowed. To put for the first time, that's the Heter of the Ron, that's Siv Hei, is only if it's a full pot of food. So to take Kugel out of the refrigerator and put on top of the Cholent pot, yes. Because that's Kedera, Agabi Kedera, there's a full bottom pot of food. But to put on top of an inverted tin pan, no. Because that's a crooked blech, that's only Hachazara can be allowed. It's a covered flame, yes, but not to allow to give you the Heter of Kedera, Agabi Kedera. And that's how the Paiskim and our Yeshiva sided. Like this Prima Gadim that's quoted by the Bir HaLacha, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shechter, Rabbi Willig, that the inverted tin pan is lomala v'lomorid, it's no better than a crooked blech, and that would only allow you to do HaChazara, but in order to allow you to do HaNocha B'Tchilo, to put for the first time would have to be, the bottom pot would have to have food in it, because then it's not considered to be on the flame, it's on top of it, it's getting hot by a hot cholent. The cholent is heating up the food, not the flame. When you have, though, an empty pot, so the empty pot is just conducting the heat of the flame. That's not told us the words. It's on top of the fire. So that would be a fear of Shem Yechad to be Gecholim, would be called Grufa Ktuma, but you can't put there for the first time. And that's the position of the Chazon Ish as well. Simon Laman Zayin, his test, he likes the het of the Prima Gadim only if the bottom pot has food in it. So if we'd only have the het of Kedera Gabi Kedera, if you would put on top of the Cholent pot where there's food. In about 10 years ago, maybe more, they came out with an invention called the Kedera Blech. Kedera Blech was a blech that was a box where inside you would put water there on Shabbos. It looked like a regular blech, but it was had a depth to it, and you would fill it with water before Shabbos. So it's kind of like the Cholent pot has very limited surface area with which to heat up food. Over here you have a lot of surface area, and it's on top of the flame. Should be called the Kedera Gabi Kedera. Ah, Kedera Gabi Kedera is only if there's food inside, so you fill it full of water. So Shechter told me at the time that they came out with that, he thought that was the best Eitza. It's like the Cholent pot, the Kedera Gabi Kedera, the bottom pot has food in it. He thought that, what could be wrong with that? However, Rabbi Willig and now Mordechai argues that he doesn't think that that's the best Eitza. Based on a difficult tshuva from Ramosh, and this is the last thing for today. Because Rav Moshe, based on that one tshuva that we had before, where he was so unclear about what he means with the hot plates, that he actually is bashal some shur. Rav Moshe, in that same tshuva, was asked about, what about a steam table? Steam tables like they use in cafeterias, where there's water in the bottom that produces steam that gets hot, and you have food on top in trays. So they use it in order to keep food warm. So can you return there on Shabbos to a steam table? Or put for the first time? So about shulchan amechumen ba'adim, a table that gets hot with steam, writes Rav Moshe, or Rav Moshe's quoted by Rabbi Eider, k'medum ha'shayashu es ba'ashol sham, it can get cooked there. V'im kein hu memeila derech bishol. It is the normal way to cook things there. No, it's not. It's not the normal way to cook things in a steam table. They use it to keep food warm. What does Rav Moshe mean? Efshel es ba'ashol sham. And again, I think that Rav Moshe is so vague, I don't know what he means. It can get cooked there. Does it mean derech bishul? It can get cooked there. Rav Moshe says efshel es ba'ashol sham. Therefore, it is derech bishul. I don't know what that means. So I don't know what to do with this Rav Moshe. But either way, why is Rav Moshe asking the steam table? Rav Moshe says it's also you can't put it for the first time. You can't even return there. Why? It's kedera al gabi kedera. The bottom pot is food. There's water underneath it. Should be no worse than every kedera al gabi kedera which is allowed. That was Rav Moshe's kasha and Rav Moshe's chumra about the steam tables. So Rav Wilga understood Rav Moshe's chumrah that it's because perhaps the only time kedera gabi kedera can be allowed is when the bottom pot has food in it, not because now it's not considered to be on the fire, because now it doesn't look like you're cooking what's on top, because it looks like you're cooking what's on the bottom. It looks like I'm cooking my cholent. The cooker that I put on top is an afterthought. It doesn't look like I'm cooking it. But again, Rav Wilga is concerned with mechzi kimavashel. Rav Shach is not concerned with mechzi kimavashel. Neither is the Chazon Ish. So as long as the bottom pot has food in it, that's not on the fire, it's on the food, it's like next to the fire, the hot food is heating it, so I'll go. Shalom Yisrael, they give the het of kedera gabi kedera. However, it will turn to the mefsi kimavasha. So it will say perhaps the whole het of kedera gabi kedera is only operative, is if it looks like I'm cooking the bottom one, and the top one is an afterthought. But Maisha also, perhaps that's what he meant. So over here, the steam table, though, the bottom one is not the ikar. You never plan on drinking that water. You're going to throw it out afterwards. What's the ikar? What's on top? So Sarah Mesh, you have no heads of kedera gabi kedera. There, it looks like you're cooking what's on top, not on the bottom. You never plan on drinking that water. So Sotu Rehu said in the kedera blech, you have no heads of kedera gabi kedera. The only time you have the heads of kedera gabi kedera is when it looks like I'm cooking the bottom one. And the second one doesn't look like I'm cooking. That's the afterthought, the noch schlepper. I put it there afterwards. But over here, with the kedera blech, you fill full of water, you're going to throw it out after Shabbos. So it doesn't look like you're cooking the bottom water. It looks like you're cooking what's on top. So it's vita mexican marshal. You don't have no head of kedera gabi kedera. It doesn't look like Ramesha was machmer on the steam table. So Wilk was not in favor of this kedera blech. There was a person came out with maybe 6-7 years ago. I don't think it ever even came to production. Was a came out with what he called the Pella Plata, the Wondrous Plata, which was a rectangular Shabbos urn, a metal Shabbos urn with a spigot. And had a lot of surface area on top with which you could heat up food. Okay. Our Shabbos urns are cylindrical. This was a rectangular thing which had a lot of surface area. And you would actually use the water inside on Shabbos. It's your Shabbos urn water. And had a lot of surface area on top. So that Rabbi Wilk thought was the gold standard. Unbelievable. But Lamaisa never came to even production. I don't think they even made it. So it's a moot discussion. But in theory, he would have thought that would be the best. Okay, so practically what emerges in, again, the Lumnus, as you see, was critical in terms of determining what are the permissible ways about heating up food Shabbos morning. So just to regroup for a moment, the Lumaisa, what emerges is that an adjustable hot plate, if you put a blech on top, according to some Paiskim, that would be allowed because it solves the problem of Shemi Chatam Gekholm with the blech, and you would have no concern of Mechzi Kimavasha because it's a hot plate which is not usually used for cooking. But if it would be a non-adjustable hot plate, it would be mutter even according to more Paiskim because it's physically impossible to stoke the coals. Perhaps it's even a little bit better. But if you have a non-adjustable hot plate with an inverted tin pan, then you're even good according to Shemir Shabbos Kochasa. Then that could be allowed. But according to the Chazon Ish, if you want to be Yaitzeh L'Chola Deis, if you put it on top of a pot of food, So then that would be okay. Certainly if it's a pot of food, agabi blech, kedera, agabi kedera, agabi blech, have solved all of your concerns, l'chol adeyas. That would be the mahadrim, minimum mahadrim, best way to heat up food Shabbos morning. But again, practically, that's a little bit harder to negotiate. You don't have a lot of surface area on top of your cholent pot. So if you don't have a lot of guests, that works. But if you have a little bit more people coming, you need to heat up more food, a bigger family, so that might not be as practical, and you might investigate one of the other options that we mentioned. Okay, Shannon.